Hello, and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mark Rector, and it's my pleasure to be reading today's passages of Scripture. Today is Sunday, June 26, and happy Resurrection Day. Our passages for the day are Numbers 23, 1 through 12, Psalm 30, and Galatians 4, 21 through 31. Let's begin with Numbers 23. Balaam said, "Build me 7 altars here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me." Balak did as Balaam said, and the two of them offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, "Stay here beside your offering while I go aside. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet with me. Whatever he reveals to me, I will tell you." Then he went off to a barren height. God met with him, and Balaam said, "I have prepared 7 altars, and on each altar I have offered a bull and a ram." The Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, "Go back to Balak and give him this word." So he went back to him and found him standing beside his offering with all the Moabite officials. Then Balaam spoke his message. "Balak brought me from Aram, the king of Moab from the eastern mountains. Come," he said, "curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel. How can I curse those whom God has not cursed? How can I denounce those whom the Lord has not denounced? From the rocky peaks I see them. From the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob or number even a fourth of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my final end be like theirs." Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but you have done nothing but bless them." He answered, "Must I not speak what the Lord puts in my mouth?" So here we're continuing with the story of Balaam and Balak. And remember that Balak has wanted to hire Balaam to curse the Israelites. But we know that God is not going to allow this. But Balaam goes with Balak and the Moabite officials anyway, after the Lord tells him to go. And remember, yesterday we really saw how God was wanting to change Balaam's attitude, his disposition, that through this donkey and through the angel of the Lord that appeared to Balaam, that God is really wanting to get Balaam's attention, and he's wanting Balaam just to get his focus and to get his heart in the right place as he is going with the Moabites and going with Balak. And so as we get to this first message that Balaam is to deliver, you can imagine Balak's surprise when Balaam comes with a message that is completely different than what he had hired Balaam for. That Balaam instead blesses the Israelites and really proclaims who God is amidst these non-Israelites. This is a really great reminder for us that God works in and through all circumstances. Balaam's journey to get to this point has certainly been interesting, but God knew all along that he was going to give Balaam this message, that he was going to tell the Moabites that through Balaam, that God is the God of Israel, that he is the God of Jacob, that he will not forsake his people, and no plans of men and of kings and of the world will ultimately thwart the plans that God has for his people, the Israelites. And for us, that God his plans will not be thwarted for us as well. And that is really good news. Our second reading today is from Psalm 30. And this is a song, and it's for the dedication of the temple, and it's from David. "I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced, if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Our New Testament reading for the day is Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 through 31. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware of what the law says? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as the result of a divine promise. These things are being taken figuratively. The women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem, because she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Shout for joy and cry aloud, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Now you, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children of promise. At that time the son born according to the flesh persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. It is the same now. But what does Scripture say? Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share an inheritance with the free woman's son. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. Thank you for reading along today. As you go through this week, let me offer up a prayer for you. Let's pray. We thank you, God, that you love and that you know us. We thank you that we are children of the promise, that you have given us life and freedom because of the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that as we go throughout this week, you would bless us in our work, in our marriages, in our families, and in our church and in our community. We thank you that you love us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die for us. We offer this prayer in your name. Amen.